AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama's at the climate summit in Paris, where the leaders of Turkey and Russia are not getting along. The president's urging them to put aside their dispute over Turkey's shootdown of a Russian warplane and focus on a threat to the whole world, the Islamic State group.
We all have a common enemy, and that is ISIL. And I want to make sure that we focus on that threat, and I want to make sure that we remain focused on the need to bring about some sort of political resolution in Syria.
Snow is making a mess of things in the middle of this nation. Some parts of Iowa, South Dakota, and Minnesota had to cancel school yesterday. There may be up to a foot of snow today. National Weather Service forecaster Brad Adams says it's not that cold, though.
We've had a very mild fall, and this system here isn't really wrapping in a lot of cold air with it, so just an efficient snowmaker.
Now to Baltimore, where they're choosing a jury in the Freddie Gray case. Freddie Gray was a black man who died after being taken into police custody in April. They're choosing a jury now for the first of six officers to go to trial. Correspondent David Dishno is in Baltimore.
One of the questions asked of the jurors was, have you or your immediate family been a victim of a crime, been arrested, been incarcerated? 37 of the 75 jurors stood up in response to that question. When the judge asked if any of the jurors have a strong feeling about the charges or about police misconduct, 26 of the prospective jurors stood up.
75 prospective jurors questioned yesterday. They'll question another round today. The University of Chicago is set to reopen today after a man was charged with making an online threat that 16 white men on campus would be killed. This is AP Radio News. RVs are back. The number of RVs rolling off the production line is just about where it was before the recession. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel has this report.
The Recreation Vehicle Industry Association says shipments are up this year for all kinds of RVs, from less expensive towable ones to standalone motorhomes. The association says overall recreational vehicle shipments from manufacturers to dealers are expected to increase 3.5% to more than 369,000 units for 2015. And the industry expects to ride the momentum into 2016, reaching the highest total since the pre-recessionary boom times a decade ago. I'm Sandy Kozel.
New York City begins a new era this week as chain restaurants start putting a special symbol on highly salty dishes. The first of its kind rule takes effect today and requires a salt shaker emblem on some sandwiches, salads, and other menu items. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.